People in eastern Ukraine reacted with anger and disappointment to the Supreme Court ruling. A few claimed they would boycott an election rerun, but many said if it happens, they will again cast ballots for Viktor Yanukovych. Eastern and western Ukraine are split along language and cultural lines. But as Emily Harris reports from Donetsk, there are also powerful economic interests involved.
Taxi driver Vladimir Nikolaevich pilots his 22-year-old Volga sedan through sleety rain. He's three times his car's age. He gets angry and emotional talking about the past few years under President Leonid Kuchma and his prime minister and protege, Viktor Yanukovych.
He comes here constantly, and there's heavy pressure on this area because it has a lot of the heavy industry. They privatized everything and tried to keep it all for themselves. The police, the courts, all the authorities work together for themselves. The people have no voice.
Vladimir's outspokenness is rare in Donetsk, the heart of the more Russia-oriented half of the country. Most people here support Yanukovych for president. The hotly disputed election has led to calls for more independence for eastern Ukraine. But some say that's because the sparks of ethnic differences within Ukraine have been fanned into flames by powerful oligarchs looking to reduce the central government's influence in the east. Roman Oliarchik covers politics and business for the Kiev Post.
The oligarchs, which have a lot of assets in eastern Ukraine, where Ukraine has most of its steel production, arms production, and chemicals production, they're trying to play the Russian, Ukrainian-Russian ethnic card and convince people who live in those regions that this is an ethnic issue.
One of the biggest fish in Donetsk is also believed to be the richest man in Ukraine, worth over an estimated $2 billion. Renat Akhmetov got a great deal this summer when Ukraine's biggest metal production company was privatized. He and his partner paid the government half the factory's estimated worth. His partner in the acquisition? The son-in-law of President Kuchma. Steve Sestanovich is with the U.S.-based Council on Foreign Relations and handled policy toward former Soviet states under the Clinton administration.
It's hard to think of a case that involved this kind of transfer that was in the middle of a political campaign and that involved sort of obvious self-dealing. So that has animated and inflamed political opposition to Kuchma and made Yanukovych seem just like a representative of criminal business circles that were treating the state as their private property and literally making it their private property.
But those who drive the trains and feed the roaring orange fire at the Donetsk metal factory don't seem to mind. Viktor Manovitsky, a 30-year employee, says his salary has increased fivefold while Kuchma has been president and Yanukovych prime minister. Sure, maybe somebody's stealing something someplace, but that happens everywhere, he says. But look at our Donetsk. It used to be such a backward place, he says, and now it's lovely. He especially likes the new stadium billionaire Akhmetov is building. Investment banker Dmytro Tarabakin says exploiting ethnic differences in Ukraine's presidential election was thought up by the Russians to increase pro-Russian sentiment in eastern Ukraine.
It was clearly a strategy manufactured by Russian politicians or political advisors. They didn't have any other strategy by that one, you know, and it was invented a long time before.
Russian oligarchs have great interests in grabbing what they can of Ukraine's industrial east. Tarabakin of Ukraine's Dragon Capital says the dynamics between politics and business will shift, but not go away, if opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko comes to power.
He himself is probably okay, but definitely the surrounding that he has, it's as good as the whole country is. I mean, you cannot find ideal people in a far from ideal country.
Some on Yushchenko's team who struck it rich early now say they want to clean up the corruption and make rule of law work. Whether that's campaign rhetoric won't be clear until this campaign is finally over. Emily Harris, NPR News, Donetsk.